Right then, so increasingly people taking up running, and I imagine in an Olympic year that's none too surprising, really.
Yeah, I mean, you hope that the Olympics will inspire people, and I know it will. But really, we've seen the trend over the last 4 years. It's been phenomenal. And I guess that's with, you know, the people watching the London Marathon and seeing all sorts of shapes and sizes and different backgrounds competing in it. And then people sort of saying, well, actually, maybe I can do that. And I think what I love about it is that those people that thought they can't run, never been a runner, never hated it at school, I don't think I know how to, is that those people are now saying, well, actually, I think I can. And really what we're trying to do with the Royal Caribbean Runners is we're trying to give the support that people need. So there's 28 groups around London at the moment. So if anybody's commuting in, and Jeff will talk about the other groups outside of it, and Royal Caribbean are hoping to expand that, is to really get that grassroots. All those people that think, I can't run, taking them through a programme which starts with sort of running and walking at the same time and build it up. So by the end of the 12 weeks, they'll be amazed at, you know, just what running has done to their lives, really, not just their fitness, but just their well-being as well.
Because the nice thing, I suppose, about running is that it's not a particularly expensive hobby to have, and everyone can do it to some extent, can't they? It's not a sport where you need to be highly skilled. If you've got the enthusiasm, you can go out there and give it a go.
Exactly. And I think we all lead very busy lives. You know, in sort of recession times at the moment, we can't always afford to go to a gym. And what running does is, do you know what? You can wear a baggy T-shirt, a baggy pair of trousers, you put on a half-decent pair of trainers, you step out the door and you can go. And you can be anywhere within the UK. You might be on business or whatever, but you know, you can step out the hotel and run down the road or whatever. And you know, it doesn't have to take hours. It can be 20 minutes, half an hour. And I think that's what people love about it. And I think it's great that we're seeing that figure go up. And I think that's important. And I think not just the Olympics, but I think afterwards we'll see that grow.
I was going to say, because we hear the word legacy all the time with the Olympics, and I suppose this initiative is all part of that.
It is. I mean, you know, it's the word that's branded out there. And for us as, you know, keen sports people, we really want to encourage people to lead an active life. And I really believe that running is going to expand and, you know, and it's not going to go back down after the games by any means. I think people will be inspired by the games. They'll want to lead healthier and happier lives, and being fit is part of that. So if people want to get on, there's a website, which is royalcaribbean.co.uk/runners, and they can get all sorts of information on there to how they can join the groups, etc.
Yeah, and we're pretty fortunate in this country, aren't we, that even if you go back a few years to when you were competing, there's never been any real shortage of role models. There are loads of good Brits that have always been involved in different running events to give us a bit of inspiration.
Yeah, and I think role models are so important, especially for our children. And, you know, and I think that's happening now with the games. I think it's great that sporting role models are good ones to follow. I think there's so many other ones that, you know, as a parent myself, you think, oh, I'm not quite sure I want my child to be following that. And I think we're very lucky that we've got the games now, and in the past as well, we've got some great runners and all sports, really. And I think what's what we really need to encourage our kids to have them as role models, because they're really important messages that they can get across.
Cool, that's brilliant. That works well from my end. Is there any more information that Chris will need? Or is, I suppose you've got everything.
Jeff might have some on Cambridge area.
I'll give you a little bit on Cambridge.
Cool,
are you still, you're still rolling?
Yeah, I'm still rolling.
Okay, Cambridgeshire was successful recently in a bid for additional support from Sport England around recreational running. It's a three counties bid involving, I think, the two East Anglian counties and Cambridgeshire. There are already established groups and qualified leaders in Cambridgeshire. So if you want to search for those to find out where your nearest one is, if you're outside of the London area and therefore not able to access the Royal Caribbean groups, it's runengland.org, and that will give you your local running groups with qualified leaders in Cambridgeshire.
Cool, that's awesome. Thank you very much for your